Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 818 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Mike, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. DesignCrowd is awesome. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect custom design logo or business card or website or whatever. If you're stuck, DesignCrowd can be your solution. So here's the deal. You can check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you'll get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. Again, promo code askpat at designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Mike.
Hi, Pat. This is Mike from Pittsburgh. I recently started a soccer podcast at mongoals.com where we talk about all things soccer related in the city of Pittsburgh. We recently expanded the content we offer so that we're now recording 3 to 4 different theme shows every week. For example, there's a college show, there's a Riverhound show, there's a Premier League show, etc. My question is, would you recommend that we continue to host all of these shows under the Mongoals name and URL, or break them up into separate shows that people could subscribe to individually? Thanks again for everything you do.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for your question. Super cool that you're doing a podcast for soccer peeps. I know that's growing here in the U.S. for sure. My son plays it. I see the thousands of kids play every weekend. It's growing. We are potentially getting an MLS. Major League Soccer team here in San Diego. We did lose the Chargers, and they're considering putting a soccer team here in its place. And a lot of people actually aren't happy about that, but I know soccer fanatics like myself am. I played soccer for 20 years, even in college. It was awesome. Now, to your question, you have all these different theme shows. The answer is, well, ask your audience and see what they would like. Are there people who perhaps are skipping shows because they only want to listen to one and not the other? What I can envision happening is keeping them under the Mongoal brand, which I love that, but having them be different shows under that brand. So it almost becomes a Mongoal network. And then what's cool is from there, you can have people subscribe to the different shows, which I think is totally fine if that needs to happen. I don't think you are necessarily making it tougher for people to get those shows when they come out, because quite honestly, it just takes one or two clicks to subscribe to a new show. And if they really love your stuff and they want to get the college one and the pro one and whatnot, I feel like that's not going to be too hard. Plus, it's going to be able to start to organize and categorize your stuff even better. So I would, if the audience confirms and there isn't too much blowback because of that, I would definitely go that route. That also gives you a lot more crossover and networking opportunities. It gives you a little bit more, I would say, clout and authority hey, we have a pod, we have multiple podcasts, one for each specific sort of category. And within each of those categories, it's going to be much easier for you to nail things down. It's sort of like ESPN versus, and yes, ESPN obviously is the network, but then there's ESPNU, there's other forms of ESPN. Maybe that wasn't a good example, but you know what I mean? Like, so you, it would really heighten the brand, I feel, if you did that. And it would also offer you the ability to really speak to people who just want those specific categories and who are trying to find content specific for those categories as well. So imagine somebody searching on iTunes for college soccer podcast. Yours is likely going to be one of the one that pops up, not just because of the search engine optimization for that particular show because it's so targeted and narrow, but also because it's just going to be a giant network as a result of just the cross promotion. Some people are going to be listening to multiple podcasts. But yeah, I know I said earlier, like, ask your audience, but I think you know what the right answer is, and I feel like this is the right answer for you as well. So long as by doing this, you are not diluting anything. And I don't think that would be possible, but I could see it happening in some cases. But for you guys, it sounds like you're gung-ho with this anyway, and the tone of your voice and kind of having brought this up anyway, I would definitely go for it. But just, again, check with your audience and let them know. I would also just fill them in that this is where this is potentially going, so that you can prime people and get them ready for when the other podcasts come out. They will be able to find them and subscribe to them based on whatever one they like best. So yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And Mike, I want to send you also an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And of course, best of luck to you. For everybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by J. Frank Dovey. Luck is being ready for the chance. That's so good. All right, guys, thank you so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And if you have a moment, just please head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. I really love reading your reviews. Thank you so much. We've gotten all mostly 5-star reviews at this point, but could use more, obviously. It really helps out. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.